Elsewhere, the United States has expressed concerns over the growing number of attacks on U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the rise in insider attacks is impacting cooperation among allies. The statement came a day after another Afghan policeman shot and wounded two foreign soldiers in the eastern Nangarhar province. And just last week, similar attacks left seven U.S.-led soldiers dead. The number of these so-called green-on-blue attacks in which Afghan forces turn their weapons against foreign forces has escalated in recent months. At least 37 U.S.-led soldiers have been killed in such attacks so far this year. The Pentagon chief has asked the top American commander to meet with Afghan security ministers and village elders to discuss ways to prevent such attacks. Well, more in Afghanistan, we're going to be joined by Khan Hallinan with a Foreign Policy in Focus from Berkeley, California. Ms. Hallinan, thank you for joining us on World News. What comes to mind is finally the U.S. has gotten the picture that staying in Afghanistan is becoming more costly and deadly than expected. However, in your opinion, why are the Afghans attacking U.S. soldiers, and why is the U.S. adamant on staying in Afghanistan?
Well, I think there are two aspects to that. With the rise in attacks on the American troops, are a combination of the kind of slow internal collapse of the Karzai government from the inside. It's a very unpopular government. It's built up an army, which is not terribly popular. And so there is an enormous opportunity for insurgents to infiltrate that army. So that's one part of it. And two, the fact is that the United States and NATO forces as a whole have never really bothered to try to understand Afghan culture, the enormous complexity of it, et cetera. So there's a lot of cultural arrogance, a lot of cultural misunderstanding that goes on. The combination of both of those things is a sort of a report card on the fact that this occupation has been an abject failure, and all it's simply doing now is it's accelerating because the U.S. is getting ready to withdraw.
Well, if we date back to 2001, the purpose of United States invasion of the so-called capturing Osama bin Laden, now he's out of the picture. U.S. is still occupying Afghanistan, and now there was supposed to be till 2014. They want to extend it an additional 10 years, especially with the United States ailing economy and the jobless rate in the country. What comes to mind when you think about U.S.'s staying in Afghanistan?
Well, Afghanistan is an enormously strategic, important country. I mean, it still is, has been for several thousand years, really the crossroads to Asia. So it borders on China, it borders on the Stans, it borders on Pakistan, and it borders on Iran. And the United States would like to keep a military force on one of Iran's borders. I think the other side of it is that it's going to play a role, a very important role in the future. For gas and oil moving from the Caspian region down south through Pakistan and through India. And the competition for control of energy resources is always one of the number one kind of things on the agenda for the United States and its allies. And so in that case, both politically, geographically, and eventually in the long term, in terms of energy supplies, Afghanistan is extremely important, and it's why the United States went in there in the first place. It wasn't chasing Osama bin Laden, and it wasn't really chasing al-Qaeda. That was basically an excuse and a warm-up, essentially, for the invasion of Iraq.
Okay, thank you for that. Khan Hallinan, Foreign Policy in Focus, joining us here on Press TV's World News from Berkeley, California.